Roadwork is a necessary inconvenience, and 2025 looks to be no exception around North Simcoe. In Midland, a reconstruction project for Yonge Street from King Street to Country Road 93 will address deteriorating underground infrastructure while updating surface-level amenities to modern transportation regulations and requirements. Information on the Yonge Street project can be found on the Midland website. Midland Mayor Bill Gordon also recently stated that construction would be implemented throughout town due to the $30 million infrastructure grant announced by the province for water and wastewater projects, which would impact County Road 93 and Highway 12 as well. The road to Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care as well as the Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene could also see some impact as the town's upcoming capital projects include intersection upgrades to Fuller Avenue and Robert Street East. Also listed in the budgeted 2025 and 2026 capital projects include Peel Street reconstruction from Robert Street East to Brock Street. Information on roads and infrastructure can be found on the Penetanguishene website. As some budgets haven't been finalized and passed by local councils, certain capital projects remain a decision to be made in upcoming months. Tiny Township capital projects will be addressed in spring at their budget deliberations, with anticipated projects including roadwork on Oliver Drive in Balm Beach as well as Withall Dam at Concession 4 East. A list of 2024 capital projects for construction can be found on the Roads and Infrastructure page of the Tiny Township website. Information on 2025 road projects for Tay Township was unavailable at the time of publication, but updated information is expected to appear on the Roads and Sidewalks page of the Township website.